Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Everyone, welcome to our show. You got Lamorne and I today doing a mess around for one of my favorite episodes and most important episodes, I think, that New Girl did, called Eggs, written by the Kay Cannon, directed by the Neil Brennan.
All right, folks, what we're going to do now is take a quick deep dive into what this episode is all about. The episode is Eggs. So listen up. Sadie and her wife, Melissa, they're at the loft for an intimate dinner party with friends, right? So unfortunately, Schmidt is trying to please his boss in the next room. I mean, we've all been there, right? A little extra credit. To try and tune him out, Jess breaks out the wine. That sweet, sweet $6 wine. It's then amongst Schmidt's narrated hookup that Sadie announces she's pregnant. Now, while Cece and Jess are happy for her, the more Sadie talks about getting pregnant after 30, the more Jess begins to wonder about her body's reproductive abilities. We've all been there. She decides she needs to get tested. Cece is much more interested in living up the single life. The conversation reaches peak vaginal discussion. We've all been there. And Nick is forced to flee with Winston because they ain't trying to have it. Now at work, Winston is getting used to his adjusted schedule as he falls more in love with his job. Now seeing this, Nick begins to ponder his own career. He wonders if he should finish this damn zombie novel. Winston's not sure Nick wants to finish it, and there's always something getting in the way, like Nick purposely breaking computers. So he gets it into his head that he should be more like Hemingway to become a better writer. Begins this transformation by seeking real life experiences at the zoo. Now, Schmidt's bedroom games have become a horrifying adventure as he realizes he can't bring his boss to climax, which is, I've been there. This is not about me. So what does he do? He recruits the lesbian gynecologist, Virginia Sadie, to make sure he is up to date on all the latest techniques. I wrote a book on one. I'm up to 3 techniques, but we're working our way up to 7. Now, after paying the copay, Schmidt meets with Sadie, who is hopped up on baby hormones. Now, as Schmidt describes his routine, Sadie finds herself a bit, you know, a bit into it, a bit turned on, a bit amped up, if you will. Juiced up, she was, by Schmidt's antics. Now, she dubs Schmidt a vaginius, which we were all shocked by. Schmidt and Emma, they try again, but the sex is still a dud. Emma was seeking a fun experience post-marriage, but it turns out she's not into hookups. She needs a connection. Schmidt describes sex with Cece as fun and connected. Emma tells him he's in love. Finally, Schmidt's eyes are open. Now, Cece and Jess, they take the test. Jess's eggs are thriving, but Cece will need to begin trying to have babies immediately if she wants to have kids. Now she's overwhelmed with the decision. Jess says they should act like guys so they don't have to think about the eggs, okay? They meet a very drunk Nick and an exhausted Winston at the zoo. Winston calls Nick out for procrastinating, telling him it's okay to be scared. Cece meets with Robbie, who does want to have children, but in 10 years, I'm telling y'all folks, this episode was a lot to unpack, because back at the apartment and sober, Nick decides to buckle down and finally finish this damn novel. Winston doesn't think the book is any good. In fact, he thinks it's dog shit, but he's proud of his friend for finishing the book. Schmidt and Jess beg Winston to read the book out loud, and they all have a good laugh with their shoes on Nick's bed, which I think is very, very disgusting. And that's what happened in episode 209. Eggs. Oh my
gosh. Huge episode. Eggs, eggs, eggs.
Eggs, eggs, eggs. Let me tell you a little something about Neil Brennan. This man is quite possibly one of the funniest genius individuals on planet Earth, man. And I love this dude. He was one of the creators of the Chappelle Show, just in case you all didn't know. And he once outed me for being connected to a lot of women on a dating app called Raya on a podcast once with Bobby Lee. So thank you.
Did he really?
Yeah. So I sent you a clip of him going, you know who's connected with every girl on Raya? It's like Lamorne Morris. I was like, what? And I didn't know that I was. So, you know, because I'm still single.
Raya doesn't work, I guess.
No, it does not.
I also, my memory of Neil Brennan was, I don't know if it was this episode, because didn't he direct more than one?
I think it was just this one.
Oh, so my big memory about Neil Brennan was, it was his birthday the week that he shot this episode. I don't know why, but I have this memory of him standing in the middle of the set and a huge cake being rolled out and everybody singing, and we all got to have a cake break.
Was he?
Best kind of break.
Was all he was out celebrating his birthday because he was late one time too.
Was he really?
Yeah, I remember he was late. I think he was late for set one time.
Oh, there you go.
I was sitting around waiting for Neil. He's probably out celebrating his birthday.
No, there you go. Connect the dots. Now we figured it out. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's crazy is the Kay Cannon, you know, the iconic, legendary Kay Cannon. She came over from 30 Rock to do New Girl, and she did Pitch Perfect. And I mean, she's done so many incredible things. I forgot she was in this episode. So when the episode opens and she's playing June Diane Raphael's partner, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I completely forgot that Kay put herself in the episode and was so funny.
She was really, really funny. That scene at that table, very funny one. Very, very funny scene. All of that interaction. The we could start with the what was happening in that bedroom with Schmidt.
Okay, here's a fact. I feel like this is a fact. Maybe not, because you might have a different opinion and then it becomes an opinion. But hearing other people have sex is always just weird and gross.
Yeah, unless you're watching one of those adult films, you know.
That's a different thing than like hearing some. Like if you're like, I remember being in a hotel and you could just hear people through the wall.
Oh,
and you're please. I just get so cringy and I don't know what to do with myself. And I'm just like, please stop. Please stop.
This happened to me recently. Oh. I was in Michigan and the walls in this hotel were thin. And I'm telling you, this couple, they were going at it forever. And they would take breaks because I would then fall back asleep thinking to myself, okay, good. I got another, I don't know how long in between rounds. and I would get woken up again by the craziest of emotions. I'm talking. I recorded it, by the way. I'll send it. I'll put it on my story later.
But it was, do not. I'll have to delete Instagram. I'll be too traumatized. Don't.
Was, y'all know who y'all were. Y'all intense. Y'all do y'all thing.
Here's, I'll tell you my weird stories. I lived in an apartment when I first moved to LA, and there was a, I'm going to use big air quotes, around the word photographer, who lived downstairs. I think it was a guy that was like on Craigslist telling girls that he could like give them like their headshots. You know what I mean?
I was just trying to start a business.
That's right. But I think it was just him getting like girls to come over and then he would charm them. But he was kind of always creepy and a little bit weird. I think he had a mild anger problem. Anyway, I managed to never be home when he had a successful photo shoot. But I do remember one night I was, and I could hear all sorts of sounds. But then I heard him when he was
rounding home base.
Thank you. All I heard was him yell at the top of his lungs.
I remember this story.
You know, I told you because I came to work the next day and I'm like, I don't know what to do with what I know about this person now. Do I move? Because I'll never, if I cross paths with him, I'm going to die. I heard him yell very clearly, yabba dabba doo.
You had no idea your neighbor was Flintstone. He was Flintstone.
Flintstone. That's what happened.
That was your neighbor, the barefoot wonder, the barefoot photographer.
And you know what? Obviously, Hanna-Barbera had a huge impact on him as a child.
Gosh.
And it stuck in his head, and that's how he likes to celebrate a moment. But
so send us in your completion stories. Send us your stories, your catchphrases.
Please do not. I'll have to delete the podcast.
Please send Hannah your catchphrases.
Oh, no. I changed. I literally was like, I have to move. I can never look at you again. Yappa dappa too. He didn't seem, he seemed way less creepy after that. I'll tell you that. Now I was just like, oh, you was.
Well, because he knew. He knew. But he, when he walked around, he probably knew people knew this about him now. So he became a little less, you know, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, so in this episode, this another thing that I remember, if the folks at home are paying attention, Winston's usually having like some smooth fades. You know what I'm saying? He's edged up. He's lined up. In this episode, my haircut is dog shit. And I don't want to get into the details. There's probably articles out there about it. But my hair... I didn't have a barber that week, let's just say. And that haircut, I remember, I want to say I even asked if I could put on a hat, and I wasn't able to. But I was so insecure about this haircut, man. You know, I don't understand why I'm this way. But, you know, the way my hairline is set up, this haircut was just so bad.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if you and I are like the yin to each other's yang, because I literally have in my notes... from last week's episode, parents, and from this week's episode, eggs. Holy shit, incredible fucking hair about myself. And so I just wonder when I'm having.
Did you write holy shit?
I wrote holy shit. Here's the thing, because I watched it and I was like, oh, I didn't even know my hair could look that good in history. This is the best hair of my life. My hair is living in these episodes. And we've recapped now, I don't know, 30 something episodes. I've never once written anything down about like my hair. That's how good it looks.
Yeah.
And you have never commented on your hair. And you are now, you've been moved to talk about how terrible it looks. And maybe it's like, you know, that Samuel Jackson, Bruce Willis movie. Maybe the good and the evil. I can only have good hair if you've had a terrible, like the worst haircut of your life. I can only have the best hair of my life.
Oh yeah. Fun fact, this isn't the actual worst haircut that I've had on the show. I had a haircut once. This is during the Mohawk days when my character had a Mohawk. And I remember we had a different barber that came in that day. And he wasn't used to he didn't look at the continuity photos. He was used to the way he had used to cut my hair from back in the day, because he was an original barber on the show. He had gone away, then he'd come back. And I remember him, I had a mohawk. He was just so used to, I guess, having my hair be really low. Just first order of business, took the clippers and just cut right down the middle and cut off my entire mohawk. I was like, what the f- what are you doing?
Oh my God.
And the look on his face was like, oh, I fucked up, huh? I did a bad thing.
Oh my God.
That what ended up happening was we had to take that hair and glue it back on.
I'm going to die. I have to lay down.
I'm not going to say what episode it's in, but you, yeah.
Here's the thing. You have to text me what episode, because I bet you my hair is a Pantene commercial. Yeah. I bet you my hair, you can see it from the moon, how gorgeous it is.
They only had the budget.
Because I believe
one of
the
us.
Theory, though. they only had the budget.
For one of
every
us.
Week, they're like, someone's going to look like trash. Yeah. Someone's going to look gorgeous in the hair department. Oh, hysterical. Oh my gosh. I need to know for myself what episode that is. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're diving into eggs. Now, eggs is like a, I remember, okay, let me tell you the little backstory I have on eggs. Because I think about this episode a lot, probably more than any other episode. Because, and now it makes sense, because Kay was not only, you know, writing the episode, but she was in it. And I remember we were waiting in between scenes, sitting on the back of a golf cart outside of the stages. And we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about having children, and talking about how do you know when the one is the one. And Kay had shared, well, that when she had looked into, now who's her current husband, she looked into his eyes, she could see like her children. She's like, I could just see my child's faces. I could see what they would look like. And I just knew. I knew he was the one. And I remember being like, wow. Oh, that was, just felt really profound that she was just moved, because she had been in other relationships. We'd gone through all of our relationship history as girls sitting there talking.
Yeah, you're all there.
And
for
she
a while,
just,
huh?
We were there. Okay. Calm down. Okay. The last 2 minutes, the whole conversation. And then I remember being like, she's like, no, I knew I was in love. And, but I could not see my, the face of my children when I would look into that man's face. And I remember going home. I was in a relationship at the time and looked at his face and I could not see my children. And I remember being like, ugh. I have this information, which is really weird, because I remember that that message she kind of gave me, that information that, you know, and I didn't really remember this episode very well. And then I rewatched the episode, and that's exactly what happens to Cece. She gets information she didn't ask for, she didn't want, and now it's messing with her life.
Yeah.
She didn't want to know. She didn't have a lot of eggs. I didn't want to go. I was happy in my relationship. I didn't want to go home that day and look at my sweet boyfriend's face and be like, oh no, you ain't the one.
You think that's what did it?
I swear it was a really weird thing. And as a woman, I mean, in my 30s, you've got a biological clock going. All that stuff is real. She wrote this episode from such an honest place. And I knew, like, if I wanted to be a mother, I have to be in a relationship that's serious where I'm going to have to, you know, cause that's something I wanted to do. And
now you got 47 kids.
I have 47 children because of that great advice from Kay Cannon.
Thanks, Kay.
That it's stuck in my brain. And
every
I was like,
kiss begins it's... with Kay.
Every baby. Yeah. Every
all
breakup.
These kids, all these kids begin with Kay.
I don't even know if she realizes that, but because she just said, well, this is how I knew that he was the one. And I just remember going home and I was like, man, either like we're going to.
Your
you
ex
know?
Is pissed right now at Kay Cannon.
I'm so sorry if you hate Kay Cannon.
Your ex is mad.
Ex. Yeah, he doesn't know. I didn't come home and be like, can't see it. He doesn't know that that ever happened.
No, he do now.
Well, he does now. Yeah, I guess if he listens to this. Strange listening to your ex-girlfriend's podcast, but maybe. I don't know. Anyway, when I think of this episode, I always think of that moment. And I remember just in my personal life and then rewatching the episode, watching me have to live, like play out that week of somebody who has information that they never asked for and never wanted. I was like, oh, when that art imitates life, life imitates art stuff happens. It always feels so trippy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Another thing that we realize in this episode is that, you know, with all his flaws and with all his, his many, many flaws and, you know, throughout all the mistakes that he's made in this show, I was shocked to find out that Schmidt is actually a genius.
That's such a great scene. It's such a great scene. I did not remember how that was going to go. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you just think he's like not that great in bed or they're not a good match. And that scene between him and Carla, where they kind of have to figure out what isn't working, even though he's doing everything by the book that she wants. Mm-hmm. And he realizes that he was in love. And then as Nick corrects him, that he is in love.
Yes.
and it's one of the smartest dances of writing I've seen, of how they get to the place in story to show you that Schmidt loves Cece.
Right.
I just thought it was so smart. And the way June plays the scene of when he talks about what he does for a woman, I was crying with laughter. She's brilliant. Her facial expressions, brilliant. She's a comic genius.
To her. Schmidt was getting to her.
Yes.
He was getting to her.
Would she say my pregnancy isn't as gay as I am? She says something like that. It's so funny. She's like, you need to leave. I have to be faithful to my wife. Get out of the room.
Yeah, but that blew my mind, man. That blew my mind, especially the connection, like you said, between, you know, getting to the place of realization of who he is. He's a lover, man. All that other extra stuff is just false. It's just false. You know, me, I'm different. You know, I'm different. I can't tell you how many times I've arrive to that place with a young lady as we engage in adult things. And it's usually at the same time. It's a simultaneous situation, just like in the movies. And then they always leave, you know, unhappy. They never call me back.
You and need to go see a lesbian gynecologist, and you need to explain what's happening, what you're doing, and get some very honest feedback. Or you need to fall in love. Fall in love.
That's what I thought. I thought we were in love. Anyway.
You gotta fall in love. You gotta fall in love.
Another thing I remember about this episode, which I thought was disgusting.
What?
It was disgusting. We were filming part of this episode in the zoo.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And there was one gorilla that kept eating poop. And throwing it. I just thought to myself, what? I didn't know this was a real thing.
I'd be so grossed out.
And he was staring at us, making direct eye contact. Like, y'all want some of this? I was like, no, we good. He's like, all right, more for me. He was eating in slow motion, just watching us talking about what y'all getting into tonight. I'm just gonna be doing this. Yeah, that was awful to see.
I remember going to the LA Zoo to shoot this because we didn't actually go on like locations like that very often. And they might be shooting at like a weird house or a street, but not like the zoo. And I remember shooting on the bench by where the bear is. Shout out to a real bear.
Now it's time for Where's the Bear?
Where's the Bear?
Where's the Bear is brought to you by Hyundai. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is thinking of every mile.
Oh, you found the bear. Okay.
I mean, it's a literal shot of an actual bear. Okay. Mystery.
You know what's crazy? I usually am trying to figure it out. And it was right in front of me the whole time. An actual
literal bear. Shot of a bear. We sat in front of the bear. There's a literal bear. And then Robbie talks about how he is like a bear. There's a whole speech about a bear. And then there's a bear. And then there's a shot of the bear next to the bear.
Okay, I give you that. You know.
Just saying. Whatever. Just saying. No need for the fridge bear. We had a real-ass bear.
Thanks for helping us with our Bear Hunt Hyundai. Remember, with Hyundai, it's all about the journey. Whatever your destination, they've got the latest tech to get you there safe and keep your passengers entertained along the way. From shopping to buying to owning, Hyundai has your back. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
But I remember sitting on that bench where Cece is talking to Robbie because she now has this information she didn't want, that she needs to start having children really quickly. And he says he wants to have kids too, but not for like 10 more years.
Right.
And I have this information from Kay Cannon. Mm-hmm. look in the face of your boyfriend and see if you could see your kids. And I didn't. And then I remember Marnie came to visit. Dave and Brett were on set. Actually, I don't know if Brett was, but Dave Finkel was on set, one of our EPs. And she was pregnant with their third baby. And so she actually designs jewelry. It's gorgeous jewelry. I'm actually wearing it in the opening scene of this episode, a necklace that she gifted me. It's really beautiful. But then Marnie walks up to say hi. She's so pregnant. She's so happy with her third baby. I'm sitting there having this speech with Robbie, realizing I'm probably not going to stay with my actual boyfriend in real life. And she's just like so happy and in love with Dave and pregnant. And again, it's one of those weird, like life art kind of moments where I'm like, what's happening? And I was like, I want what they have. The Finkels just look so happy and she looks so beautiful, pregnant. Because it wasn't like there's a lot of pregnant women walking around our show that you would see all the time. Mm-hmm. But in this episode, there was one walking around the zoo, part of our show, that kind of made these issues feel even more
brought to light.
So do you think, in a way, the energy around set, that it was all that, the energy of being on this show dictated the path that your life was headed down?
I think for a lot of us, there were some like real moments where things kind of would cut a little close to home. Because here's the thing, the characters were single, they're friends with their family, trying to figure out that next step. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us were in the same boat in our real life, in that transitioning between like just having a boyfriend, wanting more serious relationships, just having a girlfriend to more serious relationships, becoming parents. Mm-hmm. Doing all of that stuff. And it often was, you know, messy or unclear, or we're doubting ourselves and there are big life changes. And then on the show, the characters are going through the same thing. So there's obviously going to be points where it just happened to sync up. But I just think it's so funny that Kay gave me that information that I was like, then it got me thinking, like, would you want the information about your fertility? Would you want to go do a fertility test?
I would
find out where you're at.
I would have loved to have done that. You know what I mean? You know, and even now, you know, because there's still I should be filling the spaces out there in the world with kids like Nick Cannon. I should have 37 kids right now. I should, but I have one and she is the dopest. So I don't know if I can. Yeah, she's the dopest. But if you're out there and you know, you need Nick Cannon in your life, call me.
There's a whole scene in this episode about that where Jess is sort of like, I think I need to have kids soon. And all the guys step up of why they would be the best. And the difference between the pressure of what a woman has to go through and thinking having a baby and a guy's like, oh, I got 5 minutes. I can go, baby.
No, it wouldn't be five. It'd be a solid 17. But, you know, my character, I knew for a fact she wouldn't choose my character. I knew for a fact. You know why? Because in that scene, if you pay attention, my haircut is so bad. So ain't nobody going to hang out with, you know, not with that thing. No, you ain't letting him in. Mm-mm.
She's like, no, he's out. Look at the haircut. Can't do it.
You cannot pass.
That was so well highlighted in that too, where the guys all casually, like it was no big deal and everybody would be lucky to have it. Just be like, oh no, here. Yeah. Here's some. Take this. I got you. Except for Nick, which was also that great writing of our show, where he's like, absolutely not me.
Yeah.
It's so perfect.
And it lets you know. It lets you in. It lets you in. Little Easter egg right there. It's definitely you. It's definitely you, man.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
To our show. Watching the Winston storyline about his adjusted sleep schedule and then how he turns into a jerk at the end because he just like breaks because he's so tired and he can't stand it anymore made me think about a friend of mine. A friend of mine went to Stanford and she said she took a class on sleep and she was explaining how sleep like deficit is a real thing that like you can go into deficit. It's not like every night, like, oh, I got a good night's sleep last night. That makes up for last night. It's not. You go into deficit. And so if you were on an adjusted sleep schedule and you just kept getting bad night's sleep and bad night's sleep and bad night's sleep, it starts to build in you till you become a crazy rage-filled human.
Hannah, if y'all just tuning in, it's 4:22 in the morning, Hannah.
Okay.
I'm recording.
I'm still, okay. If you remember from last week, I am still on this Greek island.
Okay? Still
Lamorne is still in LA. I'd like for everyone to know it's 9:30 in the morning for him. Okay. He's doing fine.
No, it's not.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
If you pay it, they can't see somebody, Joel, get a screenshot of this. I am literally wrapped in a blanket right now.
Wow, you're going to sleep.
Daddy's tired.
This reminds me a lot of actually when we were on set together, because it was, I'd be like, I was like, can I talk to you? You're like, come to my trailer. And you would just be like, so cozy laying down. We were like babies. We were it's so funny how we would talk to each other. There was no formality in any of our friendships. It was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. People just be like, no, I'm half asleep and I have a sandwich here, like half on the floor. And what do you want to say to me? And then say it and then like leave me alone because I'm going to go back to sleep.
I can have full conversations with my eyes closed and it'd be okay. People understand.
That's right. And there was no judgment. We were tired then. We are tired now. Sleep deficit. See? Sleep deficit. It's a real thing. God. We're still recovering from New Girl.
Trust me. I know. It is an insane thing. I remember driving to... driving to set once, again, sleep deprived. I used to hang out late. And I remember them getting an email or checking my email and realizing I had to be at work. I didn't know I had to be at work. Mm. I thought I was going to just be up till 7 a.m. partying and kicking it. And no, I got that email, checked my email, and it was like, yeah, you have a I think it was like one of those early 6:08 call times or something like that.
Oh, no.
And so I couldn't sleep. And I was driving to work. And let me tell you something. I was dead. I was dead to the world. And at one point I had to like pull over. I wasn't drunk, guys. I wasn't drinking. But I do remember being on the side of the road going like, I'm tired. I was like, I don't know. And I kept thinking about all the times in everyday life. I worked at Walmart. I worked at TGI Fridays. I worked at Hollywood Video. I worked at a lot of different places. And if I were sick, I would call in. If I were super, super tired, I would call in. I'd try to find somebody to cover my shift. This show wouldn't allow for that. So the show must go on. The show must go on, delirious or not.
It's a crazy industry where calling in sick is unheard of. So I just did a show called Not Dead Yet with Gina Rodriguez. And Gina was pregnant while we were shooting Not Dead Yet. And I caught one of the worst flus, viruses I've ever had in my entire life. I ended up in the hospital. Like for real. I was super, 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 super sick. And I went home. Thank goodness I was okay. It was fine. I went home. But I'm super sick with a virus, highly contagious virus. And I remember I was sort of like, I can't come to work, you guys. First of all, we have, you know, 100 people that work on our show. Also, one of them, though I have to speak to inches from her face, is a very pregnant woman that I love very dearly. And we really had to figure it out and navigate it because I was like, I'm not coming. And there's no way to really test when you're not contagious anymore. So it was just everyday calling being like, how do you feel now? And I'm like, still like trash. And we had to sort it out I remember a new girl being super sick, but you just would show up and get through it. And we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the one thing of all of this COVID testing and talking about health now on sets, where at least they have some sort of protections in place now. Because if people have COVID, they couldn't come to work.
They got them face condoms to protect you from that virus.
But it was wild. It was sort of like, well, you don't have COVID. I'm like, I know I don't have COVID, but this is pretty bad. And I don't want to give it to anybody.
Oh, yeah. That's the one reason. I mean, there's a number of reasons, but that's the one reason I personally don't want to get pregnant. I don't. I can't do it.
I don't know.
People walk around coughing and sneezing on me.
Yeah, it just hurts your baby and your body. You don't want that.
That's why I can't do it. That's you know, scientifically, biologically, that's why my body won't adjust to a baby being in it. Because I'm tired.
Do you think
sick?
Okay, all silliness aside, like, do you think that men have their own version of like a big biological clock?
Yeah.
Like in this episode, where it's just like, I need to have a baby like now, soon now.
Yes, because what you don't want to do is have bum knees trying to play catch or chase around a 2.5-year-old. You know, because right now, let me tell you something, chasing around my 2.5-year-old, I'm starting to notice. For some reason, she's super fast. I'm like,
very fast.
She's either getting really fast or I'm getting really slow.
That's what's happening. That's right.
You know.
You're young.
I'm young. I can still touch the rim in basketball for all those folks out there listening. I still got ups. I got bunnies in these calves, you know.
It's funny, like the weird like checks that they do in this episode about if you're grown or not. Like when Nick comes and he's like, you're throwing out my ketchup collection. And I'm like, all of us did that for many years. You would just keep the little packets in like a Ziploc in a drawer. Why? You got a whole bottle in your fridge. But Nick Miller's still in the stage of life where he's got a ketchup collection of the free packs.
Yes. And I think that's the thing about his character is that he'll never get out of that. He'll never get out of that. You know,
I love that so much because I could relate to it. And shout out to our props department because he also had a milk crate in his like office. And I remember that was like always a thing in college dorms. Like, milk, go get the milk crates.
You know what else milk crates were good for where I come from? You would you would take a wooden piece of like wood, and you would nail it to a electricity pole or a phone pole in the alley, and then you would take a milk crate and you would saw off the bottom of the milk crate, and you would nail that crate to that piece of wood on that phone pole in the alley, and you got yourself a basketball hoop.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
MacGyver.
That's how we did it. We would have full court sessions. I'm actually going to build one at my house pretty soon. It's an old school wooden court.
By the way, like custom courts and rims, and you called it like milk crate.
Mm-hmm.
Milk crate jumps. I don't know what you call it.
Call it a crate.
A crate. I'm telling you, it's a good name for a company. That's the roots of it.
The crate.
You know what? We're entrepreneurs today.
Exactly. Speaking of entrepreneurs, there's one character on our show who's trying to make something of himself, who wants to do it from the ground up. He wants to grind without big businesses' help. And the way he's going to do that is to write a book that he never gets around to writing. And in this episode, he writes it. He finishes Z is for Zombie, right? But, but it's the first draft, so he does things like misspell rhythm 38 times.
And it puts a word search in that has no words in it.
And he puts a word search in it. One thing that I did find interesting interesting about Nick's book is that when he gives it to Winston, what does he tell him? He says he kills off the black guy first because it's a staple of the genre. Wait, is that's from the book?
Yeah.
That was from the book, right? Yeah. I don't know why I died laughing when I
full honesty. That's so why. Because you're like, that's the truth?
I was like, oh, okay. I was like,
somebody
makes sense.
Just wrote the truth.
Makes sense. Right, you know.
It was cracking me up that this episode about this big thing that, you know, most women have to face at some point or another, if they want to have kids or not. Not all women, but some women really, like, you know, it's a big thing that as Kay's writing that and walking us through it and doing it so beautifully, and about Schmidt and love and physical intimacy versus emotional intimacy, also has to write the actual text for Z is for Zombie and make it as dumb and ridiculous as possible.
Yes.
And it's those moments that I realize how much I love New Girl. I'm like, that's the craziest. Because it gave us two really, I love a Max break. And Max breaks twice in this episode. One is when he's watching Jake pretend to be Ernest Hemingway in the kitchen. Fully breaks. And then the other is him watching him watch you read Z is for Zombie in your... very funny voice. He can't keep it together at all. He's like, and he says in it, and I feel like it was improvised. He says, like, please never stop reading this.
Yeah.
It felt like that was a Max line. Maybe not, but it felt like
possibly,
that was a Max line.
There are moments I was improvising within that, what was happening in that book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Co-written by Lamorne Morris.
Yeah. There's something about a dude named Rollo that I mentioned, and that was not scripted. Yeah. That was not scripted. I try to mention an old black dude named Rollo in everything that I do. That's the one time it made it in.
Get out.
I probably said the name Rollo 50 times on New Girl with improvised takes. Because Rollo.
This is the time it came in. Uh-huh. Yeah. Who's Rollo?
Rollo is the name. I think I first heard that name. I think he was a character that was always alluded to or was on Sanford and Son back in the day.
You
know, Fred Sanford, played by Red Fox, had all these, you know, random characters that would pop up on the show, and I think a character was named Rollo. I don't know why that name makes me laugh.
So this iconic comedy is now in Z is for Zombie.
Yes.
And will forever live.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Fun fact. Shout out to Red Fox, RIP.
I'll say this, I say it before and I'll say it again. I love doing this podcast. I love all the weird things that you learn and you figure out on a rewatch that as somebody that lived it, I would never know. And if you and I sat down and went for dinner, we would never bring it up and talk about it.
No. Oh, no. It's so much stuff to go through. It's so many episodes, and within each episode, it is hours and hours and hours and hours a day working on it. So yeah, shout out to the rewatch.
Shout out to us.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. Yeah. We're loving it. You guys are listening to it. Hope you're loving it.
Thank you. And also buy my new underwear collection. Link is in the bio. Welcome to the show. That's what it's called.
I honestly thought that was the name of your underwear collection. Lincoln's bio. I was like, Lincoln's bio?
Lincoln, what?
That's a story. You got a story about that with some old TV show too?
No.
The guy called Lincoln.
Look at Lincoln Grimes. No.
This is what happens when I record late at night on the other side of the world from you and you're recording early in the morning.
It's late. It's 4:20 in the morning now. 4:20. It's still dark.
9:30 for you. But I can't believe I go to a friend tomorrow at breakfast and be like, hey, Lamorne, I think I'm so tired, but I think he said something about an underwear collection called Lincoln's bio. Anyway, I'm sure it's going to be cool. We should support it, you guys.
I should do that. Lincoln's bio. Hey, iHeart, can y'all go ahead and make that for us, please? Underwear.
You've got an underwear company now. Now you're going to do the Milk Crate basketball, custom basketball courts.
Yes.
This is supposed to be an episode where we really dive deep into fertility.
That's right.
Women dealing with, like, do they want to have kids or not? The involvement of science. Do we want the information? Evil eggs versus good eggs. And instead, we are launching you as an entrepreneur and giving you a lot of passive income.
That's right. Milk crates and Lincoln bios.
Yeah.
Is that what I said? Lincoln bios. Oh my gosh.
We're tired.
We are
so happy but tired.
We are. So we found the bear. We went to
By the way, in the whole series, we have to say this is the most undeniable, obvious bear of the bears. In the zoo, the bear. Big old bear.
That's okay. Right. This is probably that. We'll be right back, folks.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
And we are black.
There's so many good egg puns, man. If you think of all the foods that make good puns.
Yeah. You got some egg. It can be an exquisite episode that we just had. An excellent one. Okay. You must excuse me because we're going to commercial break.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to click exit on this recording just yet. You know what I'm saying? Because this podcast still exists.
I'm sad we're just doing this now. We should have done the whole podcast.
It would have been an extraordinary episode.
I never want this to end. I never want it to end. This is the greatest thing in the entire world. Well, thanks for hanging out. And I love this episode. Caused me to break up with my boyfriend. And
shout out to the exes out there who didn't get them who didn't get to fertilize them eggs.
So crazy. But you know what? Here's the thing. It sounds crazy, but just like anybody's workplace, you'll have a conversation with a coworker that makes you see things differently. Mm-hmm. That's just life.
That's why I always say, keep Tracy and them out my damn business. They'll be telling my business at work. You know, come home with ideas and stuff.
Clock in, clock out. And I didn't. I paid attention. I listened and I changed my mind, you guys. This was a super fun episode. Lamorne, I love you. I love the mess arounds.
That's right.
We'll see you next week, y'all. Link in bio. Bye, you guys. Oh, God.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.